excellencies, dear friends. As we stand here together, halfway to our deadline of 2030, there's no hiding the fact that we're not where we would wish to be. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals are an urgent and universal call to action to end poverty, to protect the planet, and to improve the lives and prospects of everyone, everywhere on our world. And yet at this midpoint, we know that only about 15% of our targets are being met. Yes, our efforts have been pushed off track by a global pandemic, by conflict, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine, by food and energy crises, and by the increasing pace and intensity of extreme weather events linked to climate change. But we should also acknowledge that progress had stalled before the pandemic arrived, as leaders are driven to achieve the goals has not been as strong or as focused as it should have been. We've lost time, but I, for one, have not lost hope. Saying that we've not made as much progress as we should have is not the same as saying we haven't made any progress at all. As the 2023 SDG report says, more than 800 million people around the world have been connected to electricity since 2015. That's a huge number of people, greater than the entire population of Europe. 146 countries have already met or are on track to meeting the under 5 mortality target. And effective HIV treatment has halved global AIDS-related deaths since 2010. And as the Secretary General said earlier this year, this progress shows that change is possible, that backsliding is not inevitable, that poverty, pollution, and gender inequality are not preordained. They are trends that can be reversed, problems that can be solved, tragedies that can be averted. But only if we act now with the urgency and unity that the situation demands. As the political declaration states, the 2030 Agenda and the SDGs represent our best hope for humanity and the planet. In it, we, the world's leaders, commit ourselves to bold, accelerated, just and transformative actions, actions anchored in international solidarity and effective cooperation to create a sustainable future for all. It must be more than a piece of paper that we adopt today. Rather, it is our responsibility as leaders to breathe life into it and to make it real. Mr. President, Ireland was proud to play a role in co-facilitating drafting of our declaration with Qatar. The negotiations were not easy because the stakes are so high and the implications for the world so profound. And on Ireland's behalf, I'm glad to reaffirm our unwavering commitment to the 2030 Agenda and to the achievement of all of our goals. We'll play our part in ensuring the world's poorest and most vulnerable are not forgotten or left behind. We're committed to providing official development assistance to the most vulnerable people in the world, and we've consistently increased our ODA in recent years against an increasingly difficult backdrop for international development budgets. Since the SDGs were adopted in 2015, official development assistance by Ireland has trebled when you include the assistance we're offering those fleeing the war in Ukraine. And we're committed to continuing this trend in the years ahead. We're on track to meet our pledge to provide at least $225 million annually in climate finance for developing countries within 2 years. And this year alone, we'll provide $149 million for climate finance. To deal with the scandalous food security and nutrition crisis globally, Ireland will provide almost $300 million towards food, agriculture and nutrition this year. And we do so recalling our own great famine of the 19th century. And we will increase this budget further next year. Mr. President, Ireland is a small country of only 5 million people, but we've always been part of the world and dared to think big. The challenge of achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, is undoubtedly an enormous one. But with effort and persistence, we can and will succeed. Thank you very much.